There was one that was on the brain and the endocrine system. So that was really interesting because it was all the hardcore biology. And then there was a really great course that I took, which was a slightly more advanced class. I guess it would have been called something like behavioral neuroscience. And it was very hands-on lab class where they gave us rats that had different lesions to their brains, some in the frontal lobe, some in the hippocampus, some in the cerebellum. And our job was to devise tests that these rats could run that would distinguish between the different lesions. And this was like incredibly difficult, but fascinating, like really cool, really, really, really. We even got to do some of the surgeries, which was a little gruesome, but part of the job. And
you
learn
so much.
It was really interesting to figure out, you know, like I remember to this day, to identify the cerebellar rats, we put like two platforms with a rope between them. We put food on this platform and the animal on this platform, and they had to like grab onto the rope, which they can do.
Yeah.
Except if you have a cerebellar lesion, your balance and so forth are off, and so they would like, you know, fall off. So anyway, that really got me super interested in the different functional properties of the brain, and so in parallel I was doing music, and I discovered I was sort of competent but not brilliant, and I figured out fairly quickly that if you wanted to succeed as a musician, you had to be brilliant, not just competent. This was at about the same time that I had discovered the interest of psychology and brain science. And so when it came time to go to graduate school, I thought, well, why not try to combine these two things?